One of the families we followed is John, who is a divorced father of a Down syndrome son who had a very good job making in the $50,000, $60,000 range, and he lost his job. He's over 50 and had a very hard time finding a new job. And as he's depleting his savings, he's getting more and more worried, taking odd jobs. But eventually he was in a position where his house was being foreclosed on. And with a Down syndrome son, you feel like, you know, that home is his one sense of security. He essentially is still living in that situation where he hasn't found good full-time employment, certainly not at the level he had before. And he's still trying to, you know, keep the sheriff away from the door, so to speak.
Did you get the sense that these families were trying their best, or were they facing poverty because of mistakes that they had made?
The film not only focused on the parents, but also the children. So a lot of the film is what it's like as a teenager to come home and the lights aren't on, so you can't study, or going without meals for a day or two and trying to be able to concentrate in school, or being moved into a shelter. So we didn't couch this in terms of the deserving and non-deserving poor. Our experience, both making the film and listening in on the calls at 211, most people want to work. Most people want the dignity of providing for their families. And yes, there is fraud in the systems, but it's such a minute part of the system, which is so frayed already, that a discussion about who deserves it or doesn't deserve it kind of fades away when you hear the voices of these children and the experiences of them falling into poverty.
Is this film focusing more on these individual stories or on policy?
Well, the film is mostly the stories of the families, and it shows both the experience of them falling into poverty and the work they are doing to navigate the social service system to get the help that they need. There is some policy discussions, and there are some experts. They're really local experts to the Northwest and Portland area. And, you know, our solutions are, you know, from the progressive model. But, you know, the film really opens up a discussion for people on either side of the political spectrum to look at this as a priority. And I think that has happened in a sense. You know, after our film came out, there was a hearing that the Senate had on the loss of the American Dream, and they invited four of the family members in the film to talk. And it was a rare opportunity for, you know, the working poor to have a voice in Washington. But within months after that, the Congress, you know, the Republican-led Congress and Paul Ryan had several hearings on poverty and finally even let someone who was in that situation have a voice. So it's clear that both sides of the political spectrum see this as an issue, and it's our job to, you know, sort of force them to work together to find some solutions, because policy is partly of what got us into this place, and it can be part of the solution. It's not the only solution. The solutions are in business, you know, creating living wage jobs. The solutions are in, you know, creating a social safety net that is adequate to not just help with survival, but, you know, a way out, and an educational system that provides more of a way out. So, but, you know, the film, I think, is part of a national movement and hopefully creating a national will to look at this as our number one priority and in states and cities and nationally.
What's the main takeaway for audiences, or at least what do you want them to be thinking about after they leave the film?
Many people have told us it's like an hour and a half virtual poverty tour. Hopefully they felt some of the same feelings that the people in the film are experiencing, and hopefully that will motivate people to become an active participant in this issue. Our own economic survival and our own societal structure depends on the middle class and the American dream. The takeaway is that, do you want to be part of the solution by creating an individual, community, state, and national movement, and be part of that movement to restore the middle class? And that's the takeaway. I don't think anyone that sees the movie isn't touched and doesn't feel like they want to get involved, because it's not a divisive issue in the sense that everybody wants the country to provide the opportunity to get ahead. That's what made our country great. It's really the will of the people to hold politicians and create an environment that this is our number one issue. So there's so much fear generated now by ISIS and by Ebola, but I look at the decline of the middle class as a much greater threat to our society and our country and our whole way of being, our lifestyle. So that's what the takeaway is.